The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, the thing that stood out to me above all others, and there were a lot of issues in this game, let's be honest. I mean, the Steelers' offensive tackles are not good. I keep hearing and reading all season that Dan Moore is going to be lined up for some huge payday in free agency. Do they still have film in the NFL? Can somebody watch his games? I mean, that could be problematic before you hand the guy $50 million.
Seems like he peaked about halfway through the season, maybe
against lesser competition.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Broderick Jones is a disaster. I don't know what George Pickens was doing on the interception. I don't think Russell Wilson played well. You can't put the first fumble that he very luckily recovered was ridiculous. What is he doing? But a lot of this game, if I'm looking at it soberly, I also can't put all the blame on him. Chris Hoke said it very well on the post game with Pomp, with Part-Time Pomp on the KDK post game on television. He was getting pressure from both sides because neither one of his tackles could block, with Chris Jones out of the game, mind you. Although he's an interior rusher, and that was the other problem, is that they couldn't block up the middle. So Hoke was like, Russ is getting pinned from the outside and pressured up the middle, so he can't step up. That's problematic, which is why you saw some of those ugly Kenny Pickett-like reverse scrambles. And then on the interception in the end zone, immediately Nate Burleson. And I thought the announcing team was pretty good in that game for having been patched together at the last second. I thought they were good.
Nine Eagles really good. Burleson had good points. The only issue was he does the same thing that Tom Brady does a little bit, which is he gets excited as the play's happening and starts like making sounds or whatever before Eagle finishes that.
And J.J. Watt was pretty good. But immediately Burleson, and they had the tape of it, I thought it was very well broken down, said, wait a second, George Pickens, I think he needed to run to the end zone on that play and draw the safety over, the guy who made the interception. And then you see Pickens just getting all upset over there. He didn't even run a route. He just ran a couple yards. Like, listen, if there's any doubt, I'm blaming him for the play. Okay, let's just say that much. So all of that was problematic. Freiermuth put a ball on the ground for the second time in three games. You get him more involved in the offense. That's good. He fumbles again. That's bad. And then the defense was just horrific. T.J. Watt is still hurt. I'm convinced of that. He looks like a shell of himself. And they just ruined the Steelers' linebackers and secondary in coverage. No pass rush up front, and then just guys were just getting just toasted left and right. And like I said, it seemed to be 90% scheme. Just guys getting schemed open. It was a grotesque coaching mismatch on a short week. Steve Spagnuolo versus Artie Smith and Andy Reid versus Mike Tomlin's defense. No contest. 412-928-9370. We have many callers. We also have a 50-minute mark coming up. brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I'm going to take you to noon when we're going to get ready for a Pitt's bowl game with our coverage there. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Who do we got, Sean?
We will go to Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Hello, Jim. How are you today?
Good.
Well, you know, I'm gonna spill some stuff, and I'm going to do it really quick, okay? Mike Tomlin should have been fired 13 years ago. He needs to take the NFL PA.
Come on. Leave this guy. He went to the Super Bowl. What do you mean 13 years ago? What are you talking about? Let's try to have a reasonably intelligent conversation here. 13 years ago, he was coming off a Super Bowl year, and they went 12-4, and they were ravaged by injuries, and that was the Tebow game. So, come on. Let's have a conversation that at least starts out with, you know, you not undermining everything you're about to say. Do you agree with that, Sean?
Yeah,
Mike Tomlin's first 5 years here, which was included in 13 years ago, he was an A+. Mike Tomlin was an A+ for 5 years, okay? And then since then, he's been about a C- to a C, somewhere in the C range. That's where he's been for a very long time. Next.
All right. Hopefully, John will be a little bit better.
Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Belated Merry Christmas to you.
Likewise.
Wanted to weigh in on the Steelers' playoff victory drought. You know, I've had many conversations with our mutual friend Bill Varley on this topic.
Yeah.
And if you do some quick research, there are only, I believe, 8 other teams in the NFL that have a longer playoff victory drought than the Steelers. That basically puts us in the bottom quarter of the league in terms of playoff victory droughts. I mean, you know, we hear the term the standard is the standard all the time. What is the standard? It's basically being a hair above mediocrity. I mean, it really is ridiculous.
That's well said and quite reasonable. It's a hair above mediocrity. It really is. And here's a way to phrase it, too, and I appreciate the call. What's the bigger story? What's the more notable streak? What is it, 17, 18 years now without a losing season?
Right.
An 18-year non-losing streak, or 8 years maybe, if it happens again this year, 8 years without a playoff win. To me, it's the latter by far. By far. And again, that's not... See, if we're going to get right down to what the streak really is, it's not an 18-year winning streak. It's an 18-year non-losing streak. So if we're going to get to the other streak and really break it down to what it should be phrased as, it's not an 8-year playoff drought. It's an 8-year... streak, maybe, if it happens this year, of not even being competitive in a playoff game. Not just losing. This outfit has not been competitive in a playoff game since 2016. You have people, I don't know, I think my first memory was when I was 6 years old, probably. Does that sound reasonable, Sean?
Yeah.
So you combine 6 with 8, and you have people who are in high school now who have no conscious memory of them actually seeing a competitive Steeler playoff game. Think about that, if you would. If the Steelers are not competitive in the first round again, like they weren't against Jacksonville, which was a blowout, the Steelers scored a touchdown. Unbelievably, by the way, Tomlin let the clock run down.